escape from the theology in which he had been brought up. Stories of such emancipation are common in the 19th century. But George MacDonald's story belongs to this familiar pattern only with a difference. In most such stories, the emancipated person, not content with repudiating the doctrines, comes also to hate the persons of his forebears and even the whole culture and way of life with which they are associated. Thus, books like The Way of All Flesh come to be written. And later generations, if they do not swallow the satire wholesale as history, at least excuse the author for a one-sidedness which a man in his circumstances could hardly have been expected to avoid. Of such personal resentment, I find no trace in MacDonald. It is not we who have to find extenuating circumstances for his point of view. On the contrary, it is he himself, in the very midst of his intellectual revolt, who forces us, whether we will or no, to see elements of real and perhaps irreplaceable worth in the thing from which he is revolting. All his life, he continued to love the rock from which he had been hewn. All that is best in his novels carries us back to that Cayley